gave up some UFA years.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers. Here for you for the next half hour, and then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, and following that, Tawny the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. This half hour, what's on? Winnipeg Public Library, the events and what have you. And I picked up my handout sheet from the Harvey Smith Library, what the staff recommends as well. Want to talk about the Fringe Theatre Festival. Still looking for volunteers. An excellent show from last year. A performer coming and giving us something different this year. I'll tell you about that as well. And, of course, Reader's Book of Days, and see if we can work in our march around the supper table tonight. First things first. What about the weather, you say? Well, the 4 o'clock weather, cloudy skies at 19, the wind northwest at 11. The outlook for tonight, mainly cloudy skies, and the low expected to be 14. And then for Friday, 30% chance of showers, and the ever-popular risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The expected high on Friday, 23 degrees. Winnipeg Public Library, I've gone to their app, their website. You can, too, looking up the program offers. And as WPL, and away you go, then scroll down through the variety of choices. Oh, it's not just books. Well, you must be as old as I am to think that. No, let's talk ocean commotion. Take a deep dive and explore life below the waves. Stories, songs, a jellyfish craft. It's for ages 3 to 5 with a caregiver. 45 minutes, that's about the right length. They have tiny bladders, you know. It's Monday, July the 6th, 10:30 to 11:15, in the program room at the West Kildonan Library. Again, ages 3 to 5. Now, I have to register, but there's room at the inn. There are 12 seats left as I look at the online of it right now. The info table, Manitoba Rent Relief Fund. Chance to visit the Manitoba Nonprofit Housing Association information table. Learn about their Manitoba Rent Relief Program. The Manitoba Rent Relief Program provides interest-free loans to eligible tenants. When? Where? Monday, July the 6th, 11 in the morning till 2 p.m. on the second floor of the Millennium Library. It's for adults and seniors, but anyways, open event there. You can just drop in. You don't have to make an appointment. Whereas the Canada Revenue Agency Clinic, you might want to wear a mask. Good idea, yes. Canada Revenue Agency visits select library branches to offer one-on-one help with the following services only. Applying for benefits, example, CCB, GST, DTC, I don't know either. Answering personal tax questions, again, Monday, noon till 4 in the program room B, St. John's Library. Now, I've indicated that one, but if you look up for the rest of the month and beyond, you can probably find the library that's closest to you for that. Canada Revenue Agency Clinic, Monday then, noon till 4, program room B, St. John's Library. I think we'll leave it there for the moment. Yes, there's more. There's always more. But I want to mention popping into the Harvey Smith Library, which is in the Cindy Clausen Center. You're as old as I am, you'll remember it as the Sargent Park Center. Because I was chatting with the librarians and I picked up their recommended by our staff. I see that Candace Savage, who's done excellent books on wilderness, her book on crows, but this is revised, an expanded edition, best-selling book about ravens and crows, based on two decades of audacious research. Let's face it. Evidence-based is what you're looking for. Unprecedented glimpse into Corbett's intellectual, social, and emotional lives. Their little beady eyes. And yes. Recommended by Bren as well. I see here on the music side, recommended by Barb. Spiritual Eternal, the complete Warner Brothers studio recordings by Alice Coltrane. Under the adult music CD jazz section. CD jazz slash blues, Coltrane. And I want to mention as well, Carly wanted to recommend 54 Pigs by Philip Schott. Now, this is the retired veterinarian who's turned to writing mysteries. I'm pretty sure this was his first book, recommended, available as an ebook and an audiobook as well. And I mention that as well because I have invited Mr. Schott to come on October, be our author visiting our mystery book club at McNally Robinson Booksellers. You can go to the McNally Robinson Booksellers, classroom. And then look me up. That's Ron Robinson. Hey, look me over. Yes. And there's room for three more. We set the ceiling at 15. I see there's room for three more people. We'll go September, October, November in the Mystery Book Club there. And Philip Schott will join us in October at the Winnipeg Public Library. I think I wanted to mention the... Right. The Fringe program. I brought the Fringe program with me. That's the Winnipeg Theatre Festival, Fringe Festival. Looking for volunteers, of course. All it takes, what? No volunteers, no festivals in Winnipeg. Am I right? Yes. Details. You can join up to July the 10th. There's opportunities for all ages, 12 plus. Get involved from July 15th to the 26th. You can email them, volunteers@WinnipegFringe, one word, winnipegfringe.com. volunteers@winnipegfringe.com. The program guide is what you want. It covers every facet, including a full-page ad for Tenderly, The Life and Times of Nat King Cole. Now, this is the award-winning artist Duane Forrest, and he had his hit show Bob Marley last year. He was very, very good. You think you know your reggae? You don't until Duane Forrest good dips into it with you. Now a soulful new theatrical journey through jazz, civil rights, and the legacy and one of the most influential voices of the 20th century.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Timely tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Himself. Nat King Cole with Route 66. Duane Forrest then coming back for the Winnipeg Fringe Festival July 15th to the 26th with a new show on Nat King Cole. He of the great reggae background. It is. Well, I was going to tell you what time it was, but the entire screen went completely black here. We've had a blackout on the screen. It'll come back, though, at 5:09 to say that we should take a look at the Free Press book pages. Boy, the big book, the big page, the big half picture was The Man with the Golden Boot. That's Harry Kane for England there. But the book is about gambling. How Gambling Hijacks Sports, titled Imitation Games, Dara McGee, reviewed by Barry Craig. He calls it an extraordinary book, Country of Compulsive Gamblers Who Rely on a Public Health System in Crisis, largely because of what they've done to it. That's a pretty broad. Anyways, McGee, an Englishman himself, hopes Canada avoids the chaos his country and others are suffering. Retired journalist Barry Craig doubled his very first paycheck playing craps in the newsroom. He lost it all the following payday. Well, my father used to say you can win a race, but you can't beat the races. That book titled again from Saturday's Free Press, Imitation Games, How Gambling Hijacked Sports. It does cross your mind, doesn't it, when you watch Hockey Night in Canada and CFL. Also, Life as an Elder Millennial. Something odd about that. Life as an Elder Millennial, revealed in Laugh Out Loud raunchy memoir, titled Adulting for Amateurs, Misadventures of a Geriatric Millennial. So, believe it or not, the oldest millennials are now middle-aged. Well, millennials can't seem to believe it. So the technique used here suits her. She's the disjointed chapters add to her depiction of herself as a disorganized yet insightful person. She alternates chapters on her history with those dedicated to pop culture, including one dedicated to popular millennial movies. So readers of all generations, though, will simply enjoy her humor and perhaps a little smugness at her millennial failings. Adulting for Amateurs, Misadventures of a Geriatric Millennial by Jesse H. Gutierrez. As well, I see here, in the Paper Chase column by Ben Sigurdsson, Saskatoon's Meredith Hambrock has won the 2026 Stephen Leacock Medal for Humor. And, of course, that's the $25,000 prize, which accommodates and accompanies the accolade. We always say, and it goes right on to repairing the roof, Hambrock's novel, She's a Lamb, published in April 2025 by ECW Press, follows an actor who aspires to greatness but feels she is mired in the trappings of patriarchy and examines the lengths she'll go to achieve her dreams. Keep in mind, this is the Leacock Medal for Humor. Good idea there. That's a quick look at the pages of the Winnipeg Free Press book pages last Saturday. Today we'll talk about them again this coming Saturday, because Carol and I will be here for you Saturday morning, 6 till 8, to bring you the cleverly named Saturday Morning Radio program here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. We always start, before we leave the house, by checking the obituaries for the Daily Telegraph, the New York Times, the Guardian, and the Winnipeg Free Press. We've got to keep up. And I see that Jeff Keating, member of the Master Singers, who sang the Highway Code in an Anglican church chant, has died. I think he was about 86 or so. He might have been. He was 88. All-male a cappella vocal quartet who set unlikely text to music. I'll say, here's an example.
The Highway Code, Part 1. The road was up on foot, walking along. Where there is a pavement or adequate footpath, use it. On a pavement or footpath, do not walk next to the curb with your back to the traffic. Do not step into the road without first looking. Where there is no adequate footpath, walk on the right of the road to face oncoming traffic. Do not loiter in the roadway or walk along cycle tracks. The marching body on the road should keep on the left-hand side. It should have lookouts at suitable distances at the front and rear. And at night they should carry lights, white at the front of the column and red at the rear. Always use subways, footbridges, pedestrian crossings or central refuges when provided. Otherwise cross where you have a clear view of the road both ways.
Take extra care if your view is limited by stationary vehicles or other obstructions. Before you cross, stop at the curb, look right, look left and right again. Do not cross until the road is clear, then cross at right angles, keeping a careful lookout all the time. When you have stepped off the curb onto a zebra crossing, which must have black and white stripes, studs and light-head beacons, you have the right of way, but allow approaching vehicles ample time to give way, especially if the road is wet or icy. When crossing the road at junctions, look out for vehicles turning the corner. Do not cross the road, either at a zebra crossing or elsewhere, against a signal to stop by a police officer controlling traffic. Do not get on or off a bus or tram while it is moving, or when it is not at a recognized stopping place. Do not step out suddenly from behind a stationary or slowly moving bus or tram. If you want to get on one at a request stop, give a clear signal for it to stop. And do not step into the road until it has stopped. Prepared by the Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation and the Central Office of Information.
And we have not done those things we ought to have done, and there is no health in us. The Master Singers with the Highway Code. Reader's Book of Days. Well, of course, we're starting July, are we not? So, yes, I've choked up a little. What does Tom Nisley have to say about July? Perhaps this chapter should be titled Mesidor or Thermidor instead. July is the month of revolutions. Why shouldn't a revolution sweep away the calendar as well? Along with a new metric system for weights and measures, which proved longer lived, the French Republic introduced a new calendar that not only founded a new year one in 1792, the first year of the Republic, but it created 12 new months of 3 10-day weeks each. The 5 or 6 days left over became national holidays, les jours complémentaires, at the end of the year. New names were given to each month by the poet Fabre de l'Eglantine, among them Mesidor from harvest and Thermidor from, you got it, heat, which overlapped the traditional days of July. British wags were said to have suggested Wheaty and Heaty. Yes, Heaty has a local equivalent. Oh, enough of that then, yes. Today being July the 2nd, yes. Born on this day in 1877, Hermann Hesse, he of Siddhartha, Steppenwolf. Well, I was here on campus with a United College. You used to keep a copy of Siddhartha in your back pocket as an indication of how intellectual you were. Hi. Do you want to talk about books? Yeah. Died on this day in 1904, Anton Chekhov, he of the Three Sisters. Ernest Hemingway died on this way by his choice, 1961, For Whom the Bell Tolls. How true. At the age of 61. Died in Idaho. Died on this day in 1977, Vladimir Nabokov, of Pale Fire and others, age of 78. On this day, in 1861, searching for the great comet of 1861 in the, quote, murky London sky, George Eliot reported she could only see the red light of a distant gin shop. Mother's ruin at 518. Say, I meant to mention this. I picked this up. Maybe in the library. Anyways, if you see a man wandering around with a striped T-shirt, you may want to pursue him. Where's Waldo in Winnipeg? Family-friendly, community-wide scavenger hunt. Started July the 1st, runs till the 31st. Find Waldo at as many Winnipeg sites as you can and enter to win prizes. So you can visit McNellyRobinson.com/where's-Waldo. McNellyRobinson.com/where's-Waldo. Or if you pick this up, you can scan the QR code below, which is beyond me, ooga booga. 519. Do we have time? I think we do. When we were in London most recently, we picked up a copy of a 1936 guide for how to be a good husband. I'll repeat that. 1936 guide and how to be a good wife. So turning today then to how to be a good husband. Don't be a fault-finding husband. Of course, faults have to be pointed out at times, because after all, no wife is absolutely perfect. A blind eye is very useful on most occasions, but when you really must mention some defect, choose your time judiciously. If your wife has had a tiring day, leave the curtain lecture for another time. If you have a temper, and most of us have something of the sort, tell your wife when you feel irritable. If she is wise, she will do one of two things. She will either give you a wide berth, or she will humor you. The first deprives you of the opportunity of venting your feelings, and the second reveals to you what a gem of a wife you have. Above all, tell her when you are bad-tempered, and don't leave her to find it out. If your wife becomes dowdy, well, you define it. If your wife becomes dowdy, don't blame her. She would not dare to wear anything if you were the kind of husband who had always made a point of telling her when she looked nice. Uh-oh. All right. In her mind, she argues that you never notice what she wears. So, what does it matter? From the pages of How to Be a Good Husband. I picked that up in England. From 1936. Time is 21 minutes after 5. Something different? Well, no, I picked this up the other day, I think in a charity shop. It's some total mystery to me now. Little Book of War Poets. Oh, it's coming back to me. It was a clearance at McNally Robinson Bookseller, so there was more of them. The Little Book of War Poets. Now, I know what you're going to say. It's all World War I, isn't it? No, it isn't. It starts ancient and goes up to a little more modern, but be fair. It was the first World War poets who established war poetry as a genre of its own. But no, it starts here with Enheduanna, 23rd century BCE, who was a priestess in the kingdom of ancient Samaria, often described as the world's first author, and her poem Lament to the Spirit of War is believed to be the first war poem. Quote, "You hack down everything you see, war god. Rising on fearsome wings, you rush to destroy the land, raging like thunderstorms, howling like hurricanes, screaming like tempests." In Hiduana, Lament to the Spirit of War, 23rd century BCE. Well, thoughts and time to play are march around the supper table tonight, because I'm reminded this coming July the 4th, big day, south of us, yes, July the 4th, United States, Independence Day. We'll be right back. around the supper table tonight then. The Stars and Stripes Forever. The Best of John Philip Sousa. Played by the Central Air Force Band of the Japanese Air Self-Defense Force for you. It is 5:25, just enough time to say. We'll be back Saturday morning, 6 to 8. Hope you can join us then. Leave you with something from the Community Review West, Ukrainian Winnipeg, from A to Z. Whether you're a Ukrainian entrepreneur, looking to promote your business, or a consumer, looking to experience Ukrainian culture or support Ukrainian-owned businesses, Ukrainian Guide to Winnipeg website is for you. The site showcases more than 140 businesses across 28 categories, including handmade food, home improvement, and cleaning services. That's the Ukrainian Guide to Winnipeg. Leave you with a little Edward Ivanko then with My Native Land.
Блокитів потону.